Well, dear friends, attendance is going to be, we're going to be packed today, but I'm glad to see that we're getting a good start already. It's 8 o'clock. So I'd like to thank everybody for being with us today. Nicholas Bornos of Capital Link, and without any further delay, I will kindly ask the chairman of our event and our partners from DNB to kick off the conference. And thank you for being with us. I think it's year number three. Correct. Hopefully many more to come.
Okay, we have that in place. Thank you. Thank you, Nicholas. And good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this annual Capital Link New York Maritime Forum. It's the 10th such forum, which is a bit of a milestone. So congratulations to Nick Bornozis and his team on that. Yes, it's the third year running for DNB to be the primary sponsor of this event. We've found it to be a high-quality event. We're pleased to be the primary sponsor again. We see it as an excellent New York-based complement to our own shipping and offshore conference in Oslo, which takes place every March. If you haven't got that one in your calendars, please see me. We'll give you the dates. As we come into the final quarter of 2018, my reflections on the year to date include the following. In the physical market, we are well off the bottom, or certainly off the bottom, in most of the major shipping sectors, with the main exception being product tankers. I'm optimistic on crude. Demand for shipping remains very solid, and the supply side picture is increasingly favorable pretty much across the board. Financial markets, particularly on the bond side, are less constructive since June than they were in the first 5 months of the year. Rising interest rates are potentially more problematic. And equity markets, although US indexes are at or near historical highs, have been generally challenging for shipping. And we've seen some good examples of that during the past few months. And we're moving closer to the implementation of IMO 2020, which is going to be a profoundly disruptive and, I believe, generally positive event for the industry. The continuing quest for scale and improved shareholder liquidity has been a constant theme. This must and will continue. The demands on the shipping industry from all of its stakeholders and from society at large will only continue to increase. And I believe that over time, the public ownership model, with access to diversified sources of debt and equity capital, solid corporate governance frameworks, and full transparency, will be increasingly sustainable and preferred. It won't happen automatically. It will be driven by proactive ship owners and management teams who are focused on sustainable operations and shareholder returns. My own view is that we're on the cusp of a very interesting period for shipping. We think we have a great program for you today, an excellent lineup of companies representing all of the main sectors, giving you their views on the relevant issues, where we are today and where we're headed. I also want to highlight our two luncheon speakers, Under Secretary of Commerce for International Trade, Mr. Gilbert Kaplan, and Shell's Head of Shipping and Maritime Activities, Dr. Graham Henderson. I think both of these gentlemen will be touching on some very interesting and highly relevant issues related to the global shipping industry today. So let's get started. Thanks again for being here today, and on behalf of DNB and Capital Link, we hope you have an informative and constructive day. To start things off, it is my great pleasure to introduce my colleague and DNB Markets Head Shipping Equity Analyst, Nikolai Divik, who is moderating our first panel of the day, Dry Bulk. Nikolai, the floor is yours. Thank you.